Michael Bruns will join us here momentarily. Talk many things with him, including Nebraska baseball schedule getting moved around. Bruns covers baseball for Husker 24/7 as well. And Nebraska finally kind of this wild period of time coming to a close. I shouldn't say a close, but slowing down anyway. You've revamped your coaching staff. You've revamped parts of your roster. And now we are left to figure out what happens next. Michael Bruns joins us now. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Where does the Chubba Purdy addition register on like your on the scale of like this could be interesting or this could be something?
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting because I think what it does is it kind of pushes this thing out a little bit farther, right? I mean, I think everybody's kind of read on the quarterback situation is that the experience of Casey Thompson is going to give him a leg up in this competition. And you know, would be presumed to probably be taking the first team reps in the spring. But when you add Purdy to the mix, what that does is all of a sudden you've got a handpicked guy who's got 4 years of eligibility left. And by the way, this is his third season of college football. So I think the fact that you have another handpicked guy adds to the competition, certainly, and it also adds to the perception of competition, which I think is also equally important. So, it's intriguing. I mean, I back kind of when everything started happening with the quarterback stuff, you know, the Nebraska wanted to take two, and just given the way that college football recruiting is nowadays, especially at the quarterback spot, I could kind of roll my eyes a little bit, like, yeah, we'll see, you know, what those two would look like. I mean, I was expecting it would probably be a scholarship guy and a walk-on type quarterback, but they got two, and I think they've got two that fit what they want to do offensively. So, it's big. I mean, I think it was kind of a nice capper on what was a really busy couple of weeks in the portal.
Well, then the question is, yeah, what happens with Logan Smothers? There's like a Logan Smothers, I don't know, like section of the fan base that, you know, just is really loud right now. It's like, wait for my guy, Logan Smothers. I guess I wouldn't count him out of this competition quite yet either. But now the clock kind of ticks on the guys who are remaining here.
Yeah, I don't think that he's the type of kid that's going to just shy from that competition. Yeah. I mean, from getting to know him and his family during the recruiting process, I mean, that's not the way he operates. So, you know, the thing that's tough, though, is when you look at the way that Nebraska ran its offense in that Iowa game, that's not what Logan Smothers is going to encounter this spring.
No.
It's going to look a little different. You're not going to have quarterbacks carrying the ball more than 20 times. I will say this, though. I went back and, against all sense, watched the Nebraska-Iowa game this week. And I guess I had forgotten some of the throws that he made in that game. I mean, I thought he actually had pretty good command of that offense, made some tough throws in that game that maybe got overlooked a little bit with the way things kind of unraveled in the second half. But, you know, he's going to compete. You know, I think, you know, he's a third-year guy too, experience-wise. So we'll see. I mean, you know, the other guys that are kind of left, you know, Harburg, I think, is probably a lot needs to kind of, you know, develop. And I'm kind of intrigued with his raw ability and, you know, what Mark Whipple's done in the past with quarterbacks kind of fit his profile. So, you know, he's still got some time there, but yeah, I mean, if Logan Smothers is going to get in the mix and make any kind of move, it's got to happen this spring.
Do you think they're done adding out of the transfer portal, at least for now, at least until, you know, after spring?
I think what where they're probably at right now is, you know, you basically have a week you know, a little less than a week, I think, to get guys in the school and on campus. And, you know, I think that this in this kind of cycle of the portal, I think they're done. I mean, I think yeah. what you'll probably see is Nebraska looking to add some defensive line help after spring ball, probably in that area. I mean, that's a spot where if you find a veteran guy, you don't necessarily need to have him in and doing all the things, you know, throughout spring. So that to me is where the need is. I think Nebraska's still kicking the tires on some defensive back depth too. So I think it's probably lines. And maybe you find the best available guy. I mean, maybe somebody pops up there, but I think they've always got to be looking. I think any school that's worth its salt always needs to be looking in the portal.
Yeah. They're going to be, you know, they have, what, 90 or 89 guys on scholarship right now. How do they kind of walk that line after spring ball of, you know, there's going to be good competition. Some of it's going to work itself out. But also maybe you get up against that line and there's a couple who you have to direct in other directions.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's you know, where you're at as coaches a lot now is you have to have very honest, direct conversations with guys and say, look, like, this is the role that we see for you. You know, you either, you know, make it happen or you don't. And, you know, I think that's probably where they're at is you just have to, you know, say, look, you know, this is the roster. I think everybody kind of knows that too. I mean, that's been the way that things have been is, you know, they're a young roster. They've got a lot of young guys that are kind of on the come up. And, you know, when you have that, that means that a lot of guys are going to get aced out for playing time or just kind of get caught up in the wash.
Yeah. Brunts, both men's and women's basketball teams at Nebraska on COVID pause right now. It feels like, you know, it can never come at a great time, but it feels like maybe it comes at a kind of bad time. You get Trey McGowan's back and maybe you're able to start building something off there, but or maybe you give him a couple more days. I guess what's your read into where Nebraska basketball is at and where they might be at coming out of, you know, a missed game here against Ohio State?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how long it goes, but you feel for Trey McGowan's. I mean, you just get back, you work your way back, and then it's like, okay, you're back in that pause again. And a lot of these guys, you know, have been through this and understand, you know, how that can kind of hurt continuity and everything. But the one thing that I think is the toughest is you're probably looking at a bigger role for Trey McGowan's, you know, coming back from that injury. He needs, you know, time on the court. He needs time with his teammates. And to push pause now is a little tough. And that, you know, you can kind of play psychologist too and say, you know, is this a team that with the way things have gone, do they need kind of a break, time away from the court, or do they need, you know, to get in there and keep playing games? And we'll see. But to me, this has felt like a team the last few weeks that's felt like it just needs a break.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, well, on the other side, if you're able to go on Tuesday, you have Wisconsin waiting for you. And
yeah, it's life in the Big Ten. Yeah. It's bad. I mean, this is a stretch too where you felt like home games, maybe you had a chance to get a win or two. It kind of comes at a bad time, I think.
Yeah. Oh, man. So they fell below. You fell below seven. I mean, this must have cropped up pretty quick then for them, because I don't know that there was any real sniff of it from a couple nights ago when they played.
No, I mean, well, I mean, anybody that has kids right now, it's like it doesn't take much time to roar through a classroom or a basketball team that's around each other all the time. So, yeah, it. I don't know. Like I said, I mean, you hope that everything kind of passes quickly and you don't have another situation like last time where Nebraska's out for, you know, a couple weeks. I mean, you've had Ohio State missed a couple weeks. Some other schools have had the same issues. So just kind of hope that, you know, maybe they can get back on the court sooner than later. I mean, it feels like that even when they do get back on the court, they have the potential to be a little shorthanded too.
Yeah, yeah, it does feel that way. Michael Bruns, 24/7 Sports. Hey, we finally got the full completed Nebraska baseball schedule yesterday. A lot of weekends in Texas in the Will Bolt era.
not surprising. I mean, that's where the connections are for everybody. You know, I think it makes sense to go down there rather than Arizona. You know, that's just the way it was too with the Erstad teams, though. You know, right? He had all his connections with Major League Baseball down in Arizona, with the Angels, and everything, and that's where they typically went. But you know, I think too, you know, when you're in Texas that time of year, you can find some pretty good teams to play, and you know, that can help you later in the season if you're able to go down there and win some games right out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly not going to be. I mean, clearly. I guess is you can compare and contrast that a little bit with Erstad. I mean, it doesn't seem like they're scared to, you know, throw higher ranked opponents on there. Not that they were under Erstad either, but just the strength of schedule and how they ultimately want to put it with, you know, how they want to make their RPI shape up before Big Ten season.
Yeah, well, and I mean those Erstad teams, it seemed like every year they're playing Oregon State, and
yeah.
That was tough. I mean, that's just the thing is if you're going to schedule this way, you have to be ready to go out of the gates. Because if you can win those games, it really does set you up well. And I think too, for a school like Nebraska being a little bit limited geographically in terms of who you can get to for midweek games and that kind of thing, I think you do have to be a little bit more aggressive, early on. And I know that Will's talked a lot about it, and it's true. If you want to be in the mix for hosting regionals, you need to have those types of games, and you need to win them when you have them. And that's the challenge ahead of them. And, you know, it's kind of cool, too. You know, you're playing three against TCU in a Major League Baseball park. That's not a bad thing either.
Yeah, not the worst thing in the world. All right, Brunts, we'll let you go. Thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it. And we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Talk then.
Michael Brunts, Husker 24/7, covers it all. Football, basketball, baseball. Husker baseball will be in Texas three straight weekends to open the year. And it's not that far away. About a month. We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back with more. Still want to talk about Eric Schneider. Jim Harbaugh. A couple little Jim Harbaugh news items or thoughts yesterday that came out. So we'll get into that a little bit as well next here in the Connor Hamper Show on 1620 The Zone.